Well, the former Taoiseach Leo Varadkar was on the Late Late Show last night, and one of the issues he raised was increasing anti-immigrant sentiment that's resulting in protests. We're going to look at those incidents and how they should be policed in just a moment. But firstly, Thomas Byrne, can I ask you about the story on the front of the Irish Daily Mail today about your constituency colleague, Justice Minister Helen McEntee? Her husband and two young children had to be evacuated from their home during the week, it's reported, due to a late night bomb threat. When did you become aware of this incident? And what's your reaction to it?
Look, my reaction to this is just one of utter shock, sympathy for Helen and Paul and their children, and total empathy with them and their family members as well, who I presume have been really affected and traumatised by this during the week. That's the first reaction. It's absolutely disgraceful. It's not the first time. I think there was publicly mentioned events as well concerning Minister McEntee's home, and it's totally wrong. It emphasises the need, unfortunately, why the Minister for Justice and ministers need Garda protection at that level. She definitely needs that and has that, and I think we'll have the support of all the constituents on this. It is absolutely shocking, and I certainly support the Gardaí 100% in their investigation of this. This cannot be allowed to continue. It is an affront to democracy as well as a very serious personal issue for the Minister and her family as well.
All right, so I'll come back to our other panellists just on that in a moment, but I want to look at the problems that are posed to Gardaí who are deployed to police protests referenced by the former Taoiseach last night on the Late Late Show, because members of the Gardaí gathered for the annual conference of the Garda Representative Association this week, and they were in broad agreement that they lack the personnel, the equipment, the training and the legislation they need to adequately respond to protests, particularly those which may be driven by far-right agitators. And while there have been growing calls for Gardaí to become more heavy-handed in their response, others have questioned whether this would only play into the hands of so-called bad actors. Dr. Johnny Connolly is a criminologist at the School of Law in the University of Limerick. He's also a member of the Commission on the Future of Policing in Ireland. Good afternoon to you, Dr. Connolly. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me. How's it going, everyone?
We have a long history in this country of a policing response that aims to defuse situations rather than go in with the heavy hand. An appropriate policing response is how the Garda Commissioner would see it. Do you see any change in that? And do you think there needs to be a change in the face of some of what we've been seeing, particularly over the last 12 months?
I suppose there's a number of principles I think that need to apply in this area. Firstly, I think it's incredibly important to protect the right to free speech and assembly. And I mean that not just paying lip service to it, but protecting it so that people have a right to get out. And it's an essential democratic facet. I think it's important that it's done to facilitate peacefully democratic engagement. Force, public order control should be a last resort. And I agree with the Commissioner on that. And one of the reasons for this is that we always need to be mindful that policing can only happen with public consent, and it's very easy to lose that consent through heavy-handed policing. Now, I know this is an incredibly complex area. It's like a wicked problem that is happening right in front of us. But these points are really, really important. Now, that also means, however, that there are certain balancing considerations. For example, you started off talking about the Minister. The European Convention of Human Rights, Article 8, also obliges us to protect the right to respect your private life, your family life, your home, and your correspondence. So I think that is also really important to balance, factor into the balance. Now, we've also, if you look back a little bit, I mean, we've had a number of incidents over the last while where things have been very problematic in this area. For example, in 2014, you'll remember the incident in Cusson, at the Cusson Centre with the former minister. Then there was also the North Frederick Street.
You're talking about that, the incident at Joan Burton at the water protest.
Exactly. And that had a huge impact locally, negatively, in terms of relations with the guards. Subsequent to that, you had the North Frederick Street incident where you had mass Gardaí protecting security, private security firm in Balaclavas, over an eviction of the right to home protesters. And then you had the Garda inspectorate setting up a report and looking into this on behalf of the policing authority as to what was going on within on Garda Síochána in terms of this. And what that found was that there was serious problems within the Garda organisation as to how it organised itself around public order policing. There was the absence for example, of a strategic threat and risk assessment approach, where you look at emerging protester tactics and you consider the an evidence base for developing appropriate responses for public order policing. And a lot of this was around the lack of accountability, lack of clarity and consistency in policy, lack of coordination approach within the organisation. And then you had COVID. And I think since COVID, where you had a couple of years of very significant restrictions on people's right to assemble and to move around, I think we're experiencing a little bit of a post-COVID effect, because there's been a large increase in public protests over the last couple of years. In 2022, I think there was around 350 around the country, most of them in Dublin, and then this rose up to 700 in 2023, again, most of them in Dublin. And also the policing authority has seen or acknowledged a growing expression of hatred, xenophobia, negative stereotyping, sweeping statements attacking vulnerable groups and minorities. So that's the broad context.
Right. And do you sense a political pressure coming on Gardaí to take more forceful action, particularly on foot of protests outside of politicians' homes?
Well, I think, firstly, I think politics and policing is not a very good mix. I think the Patton reports in the north of Ireland try to separate policing out from politics, as did the report of the Commission on the Future of Policing. It is totally understandable, I think, if politicians' homes are being targeted. You know, mom or dad are at work and making difficult decisions and their kids are at home and you've got masked people outside protesting. I don't think anybody would accept that as an acceptable.
But do you think it should remain an operational issue for the Garda Commissioner, and it should be the confidence should be shown for him to make the correct operational decisions? Is that the case?
Well, I think there's a lot of things that have to happen within the Garda organisation around how they manage these issues, so that there can be a consistent response at a local level. If that means there's significant powers within the Guards under the Public Order Act to prevent this type of thing.
Adequate powers?
I think there's quite wide sweeping powers there under the Public Order Act in terms of disorderly conduct, failure to comply with the direction from the Guards, assaulting or obstructing a police officer. You know, there is significant powers that are already there, but I think one of the problems is that, you know, there's issues, I think, at an operational level in how these decisions are made and when public order needs to become involved. Okay. And okay, so
okay, all right, Johnny Connolly, criminologist at the School of Law at the University of Limerick. Many thanks for joining us, David Cullinan. I was talking to your party colleague, no longer your justice spokesperson, but a former justice spokesperson, Martin Kenny, on the late debate during the week, and he was calling for a change in approach by Gardaí with regard to protests. But in your view, what does a change in approach look like?
Well, I would firstly say that violent protests are not acceptable and they can never be acceptable. Attacks against Garda Síochána, and we've seen it over the last number of weeks and months, is not acceptable. Setting ablaze properties is not acceptable. Threats against politicians and their homes is not acceptable. So I believe in free speech, as I believe all Oireachtas members do. I believe in peaceful assembly. I believe in peaceful protests. The vast majority of people who protest peacefully. But when they transition from peaceful protests to violent protests, it does merit and require a different public order and Garda response. We have an absolute responsibility to protect people. We had, in more recent times, people going to work in buildings, being blocked, being attacked, members of Garda Síochána being attacked. Obviously, that's unacceptable. So it is about making sure that we have the appropriate Garda response based on what's happening on the ground. And that is a Garda decision that has to be made in real time.
Do you believe there's need for new laws, different equipment,
Well, I think the issues of equipment, personnel, all of those issues have been raised by members of An Garda Síochána. We don't have enough guards. They're looking for consistency. They're looking for equipment. They're looking for support. So our first duty as politicians is to ensure that people are protected, that, yes, people can protest peacefully. I would imagine there are people who are involved in protests and they look at these bad faith actors who are coming in, stoking tensions, setting properties ablaze. It is unacceptable. So what member of the Oireachtas can turn a blind eye to that? We cannot. And right. I do have sympathy for any minister who is under threat and where they have to leave their home. And including, by the way, we had a number of protests outside the homes of ministers in recent times as well. That is unacceptable. Okay. There are legitimate concerns in relation to immigration, and there are ways in which people can protest, and there are conversations we need to have. Okay, but what we've seen over the last while, in some instances, is unacceptable.
All right. Thomas Byrne, your party leader, the Taoiseach Micheál Martin was speaking on this yesterday, and he said Cabinet would discuss next week if there were other powers Gardaí need to deal with these protests. Do you think that you have an idea at this stage of what those powers should be, or who should decide that?
No, I mean, that'll be under discussion between the party leaders and the Minister for Justice, really, as we speak over the weekend. But I think it's important to remember, I mean, people sometimes flippantly say, oh, there's a right to assemble in the Constitution. There's a right to assemble peaceably and without arms. And there's also the power for the Oireachtas to regulate or prevent protests which are a danger or a nuisance to the general public. We have right to freedom of speech, but that is constrained by defamation laws, by all sorts of other laws. And I think there is an argument, certainly, for more powers from Garda Síochána in relation to this. I personally see no reason for any protest in a residential area, unless it's the residents themselves on some local issue. But again, that might be going too far.
But you heard Johnny Connolly there. He says the public order powers are quite wide. So is it that there isn't awareness there? Is it that the personnel, the equipment, or the wherewithal isn't there to enforce them?
No, I don't agree with that. I mean, what I do want to agree with him very much so, that the policing can never be political. So it's never the case that a minister or a politician is telling the Gardaí what to do. I think that would be anti-democratic, and that is not something that's happening. The Gardaí, I have to say, must be given the independence, but also, of course, the resources to make sure that they can implement the law and protect people's rights on every side. I think that's very important.
Maybe have a better idea of what a rank and file Gardaí need. Had the Justice Minister attended the GRA conference?
Look, Minister McEntee, has given her reasons for that. I think it's important that the Garda Commissioner is supported, because we cannot have a police service at Garda Síochána where the Commissioner is somehow undermined by government, and perhaps that was the reason.
Sure, but if the Commissioner is independent from the Minister and he has operational control, then the Minister would be there for a different purpose. It would be to inform policy rather than operational matters.
Look, the Minister took her decision in relation to that, and I support her on that. I think that she feels that she has to have a consistent approach to this, that they cannot be seen in any democracy, really, to be a split, to have a split between the Minister for Justice and the Garda Commissioner. And that might be uncomfortable for members of An Garda Síochána who've staked out certain positions, but I think that they must understand that the state cannot really take any other position at government level. They just can't.
All right, Marie Sherlock, do you think the Gardaí have adequate powers and adequate equipment?
I think they've adequate powers. They don't have adequate staffing levels or equipment. And this is a conversation that's been going on for a considerable period of time. Like, the reality is An Garda Síochána, the numbers in An Garda Síochána now in 2024 are what they were back in 2018. The population of the country has grown somewhere between 300,000 and 400,000 people during that time. And yet our Garda numbers have remained the same. And there's a massive recruitment crisis. But we heard as well from the GRA during the week the issues with equipment. And when we also add another layer of that in terms of very low morale with regards to leadership decisions at the top of An Garda Síochána. Like, when I draw from the experience of November 23rd last year, when we saw the riots in Dublin, it was clear then at 3 o'clock in the day that there was going to be issues that night, and yet we saw that there was very serious failures at the top of An Garda Síochána in terms of reacting. And I think there has to be there's a very serious conversation now to be had with regards to how we police these very violent actions, and I don't even want to use the word protest, because in some ways it's not a protest. A protest is a peaceful coming together to express a concern. This is these are a small group of people who are intent on wreaking havoc, intent on trying to injure Gardaí, and intent on trying to exploit the concerns of people. So there's very real issues here about the leadership provided by the top of one of Gardaí Síochána and the Minister for Justice in terms of the existing powers that are there.
All right, we leave it there. We'll take a break. We're back in a minute.
Saturday with Colm O'Mungon on RTE Radio 1.